You know, first of all, obviously, you know, credit to the Rams. You know, they did a nice job today. Obviously, when you have, you know, we gave up, you guys obviously saw it, two special team touchdowns. You know, missed a field goal right at the half. You know, I was playing for the field goal. I went for it on fourth, wanted to wind the clock down, get the ball in field goal range. If we weren't able to convert it for the first down, then obviously they would have one play left. Didn't feel comfortable about punting it until we got back in, you know, and settled some things up. And then, you know, the second half defensively, you know, I thought, you know, we gave up 13 points. We were good in the red zone, but we still got to do a better job against the run. I thought that they ran the ball well today, you know, when it looks like average per carry. You know, and then offensively, I think we've got to help, you know, get the ball, obviously, and throwing it. We did a good job running the football. But when we get those certain boxes that we're getting, it's very difficult, and we're going to have to take advantage of that and be able to make plays on the outside. At the end of the game, my thought process was prior to each game, you know, I sit down with Joe because of the warm-ups and everything to know exactly, you know, hey, what's very makeable, what's the extreme, you know, a must-have. At the end of the game, my thought process was is to go to kick the field goal. And leave us some time so we could take more shots, you know, saying in the end zone if we recovered it. I felt that, you know, if they were able to force us to keep the ball in bounds as we were going down the field, then it was going to be very difficult for us to get the ball back and still have time. We might have just had one play. So that was the thought process of my thinking, you know, from the game management, I guess, side. Yeah. Initially, I was worried. You know, I thought it was, you know, a knee, you know, but then it came back. It was just an ankle, and then they said that he was taped up and spatted and could have gone back in the game. So that's encouraging.
Doug, how disappointing were the special teams, and how do you try to fix it?
But disappointing. I mean, obviously, you know, we have someone that's able to make the tackle on a kickoff, and, you know, we missed that tackle. You know, you got to be able to make it, but there's also a lot of other players on the field, you know what I'm saying, that we'll take a look at, you know, what their leverage was, and that happened. You know, obviously the punt, you know, it's on, you know, one person, so we've got to do a good job there, you know, just, you know, staying disciplined and tracking, you know. But you know, I think you guys have seen us play enough that it's very difficult. You know, in the NFL, you know, when you give up, that many points on teams, it's very difficult to win the game. So I thought we were trying to battle our way back in there, but obviously that hurt. You know, we weren't able to overcome that, which is difficult to do in this league.
Have you ever been part of a game where you have this many special teams blunders?
Blunders, I mean, if blunders means not executing, you know, again, I can't recall, you know what I'm saying, for myself. I know that, you know, we've given up things, you know, before, you know, that have hurt us. But it's like, you know, when you look at us, you know, we can't afford to give up those plays. I mean, you guys know that, you know, with the type of style and the way we want to play. And, you know, when we give those plays up, we got to find a way to make it up. And sometimes it's very difficult for us, you know. It's just tough. But, you know, hey, listen, we'll look at it. We'll get it straight. You know, all those things, that's what I talk to the players about. I still, you know, like this team. I know the direction that we want to go, which I think is important. I told the players that. We lost this game as a team. You know, we had the ability to come back into it, as difficult as it may seem or what the analytics and all the other stuff may say. But at the end of the day, you know, it's you know, it's the sixth game of the season. There's 10 games left. You know, we've got to go on the road next week. You know, we have the bye. There's a lot of football left, and it's one of those things. You just got to stick it out. You know, it's in your craw, and you can't stand it, and it's at home, and you don't want to do that at home, you know. And, you know, but those things happen, and we've got to take accountability for it, starting with me, and then we've got to fix it and go. I mean, I don't think it's very difficult to see, you know, what happened out there today.
Have you ever been a part of any football team that's just been up and down like this after 6 weeks?
I have quite a bit, you know, both in the NFL and both in college. You know, it's those things that, you know, I think the teams that continue to stay down when it's like that, you know, they're up and down. Mm-hmm. You know, the teams that continue to stay down, at one point they just flatline on you.
But show resiliency after a loss.
Well, it's still, I mean, that seems to be the pattern so far. You asked me about my past. Yeah. So I'm just commenting that on my past. The teams that I've been part of that have been up and down, okay? It goes two ways. Either they stay flat, you're not able to come back from it, okay? Or you push on and overcome that adversity, and you start winning football games, and you get on a roll. And it's just the nature of the business.
How were they able to open things up for Gurley? Long road of only 14, but a lot of 7, 8, 9 wins.
Yeah. I think it hit us in there. Discipline again. They had a lot of stuff going on in the back end, a lot of the misdirection, you know. And again, it just goes back to, you know, the fits and getting off blocks and making plays.
Doug, are you getting enough out of the receivers on the outside? Is it the lack of the outside? You know, you're talking about making plays on the outside. Is that more on Bortles not getting it there, the line of protection, or getting enough out of
the protection broke down, you know what I'm saying, at times today. I mean, we've given up, I think we gave up as many sacks today as we did, you know, throughout the course of the year so far. You know, so they were getting pressure on the quarterback there. And then, you know, obviously we had a couple of drops, a couple of, you know, I know one questionable call, you know, on a third down. But, you know, we'll turn that in and see what they say and just move on. But I think, you know, when teams come in there and they, you know, it's like in New York a couple of weeks ago, they played us, you know, they had about cover zero, I mean, on a first and second down, which you don't really see that much in this league. And things of that nature, I think from myself, you know, to Nathaniel, to everyone else, we just got to make sure that with the way we're running the football, we've got to start expecting that and be able to take advantage of it.
Coach,
that's the truth. Excuse me?
Two sacks to Nicolaus, getting to the quarterback. Is that something you've been preaching with him? Because it seems like he's had a higher motor this year than in past years.
I don't know. I mean, you know, when you look at his past years, being, you know, obviously an ex-O-line coach, you know, he's always been very successful, very tough. Now, he might not have gotten the numbers, you know what I'm saying, that maybe he has this early. You know, but I think that's coming from a lot from the whole team, you know, the other guys up front, and then obviously the coverage aspect of things, you know, being able to cover on the back end and making the quarterback hold the ball. So I think that's why he's getting the production.
After a great start, the offensive line struggled. Did they make adjustments or did they just beat you?
They just beat you. I mean, I'd like to be able to say, you know what I'm saying, you know, we had a good plan going in there, and then all of a sudden it just goes, you know, it's one-on-one matchups, and, you know, you've got to win them. We've been winning them, you know, during the course of the year, and, you know, we didn't win as many today. I don't think it's any more difficult than that. I wish I can give you a better answer. I wish it was scheme.
Doug, where's your confidence level with Blake right now?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I look at it as a team, you know, what we have to do. I mean, we ran the football well. You know, I thought that he made some really good decisions. He ran the ball. I thought he put some couple of good throws out there that we weren't taking advantage of. And then, you know, obviously you're going to have some tough throws. So, you know, I think it's tough and, you know, evaluate it when it's people, you know, around him or in his face, and evaluate it when it's a clean pocket. So, you know, we'll just keep pushing forward.
Would you like to see him keep it more on the read stuff? It seems like it's open, but...
Well, you know, it's funny. I think when you watch from the like a fan type of view, they're the guy holding right there with his shoulder square to the line of scrimmage. So I just think you got to be, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you just got to be careful about what you're doing there.
What about Mr. Russell? Do you feel his confidence level, Myers? Is his confidence level shaking, you think, after today?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't for me, obviously. I put him out there for another long field goal, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was going to put him out there, and my whole thing was make the field goal, get the onside kick, which you work on a ton, and, you know, have enough time to go in there and score. So, you know, my confidence, you know, in him is at that point was fine. I mean, obviously we'll have to see where he's at.